What's up, gamers? Welcome back to another episode of Press Start, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Ayub Hassan, and here with me is a new crew and an old face. I've been Nasir on one. Hey, what's up? Say what's up.
What's up? Hi.
And some two new faces. My friend over here, Haji. Haji, say what's up.
Yo, what's up? My name's Ayub, same as Ayub Hassan, but just one letter difference. He has two U's, I have one.
I'm better. And here's my friend, good old friend, Eminem. Introduce yourself.
My name is Eminem. I go by the name Mohammed Mahmoud. What's up, chat?
All right. So, usually we start with just a question of the day. So, okay. Our question is, what games or game do you think should have a movie? I'm going to go first, just so y'all get time. Shoot. I would say Fortnite, but I feel like I'd be... I mean, I feel like you could make a good movie with Fortnite, I feel like.
Should I give you a good one?
Go crazy.
GTA.
I forgot about that. GTA. We were talking about this earlier. GTA. It's basically a movie. GTA 6
it's
coming out.
It's basically a movie, but you're in it controlling it. That's the thing.
Exactly.
They should make a movie from out of GTA. They should make a movie from GTA because GTA, a lot of people love it.
And favorite, literally.
Yeah.
How much? They made millions off GTA 5 when it came out. Remember?
Yeah, GTA 6. Can you wait for it?
I can't wait. Oh man. My god! The day it comes out, bro, we finna have content. For weeks. We finna clip harm. All right.
Let's ask you,
Haji. What about you? What you think? What game do you think should have a movie?
Honestly, there's not really many that come to mind. Most games either are based off of already created shows or movies.
True.
I feel like instead of thinking of like a new one, maybe potentially like a movie that should be refixed or made better. You know how the new Minecraft movie that's coming out? There's many complaints about he doesn't look right.
That is one of the topics I have on this paper.
It throws me off so badly how they kind of casted the man for Steve.
Oh, why was Jack Black there?
They just threw on a blue t-shirt on him.
You know what? Screw it. We're going to go straight to it since we just already mentioned it. All right. What the hell do y'all think about the new Minecraft movie?
I haven't seen that.
The trailer came out.
Yeah,
not the movie.
I've seen bits of the trailer. The most part I've seen is how Jack Black is being Steve and how many people complain, hey, he just put on the blue t-shirt.
Bro, put on a rant. They had no budget for that. And why did they have that one guy, Jason Momoa or whatever, Mr. Aquaman? Why did you have Aquaman in a Minecraft movie? Explain that. How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
And why do they have these random kids? It should have just been, listen, they should have done the same thing Mario did in every other game movie. They should have made it animated. Or at most, half animated, half this.
Wasn't there already a Mario and Sonic movie that came out?
Exactly.
Like if they followed what kind of they did.
Remember when the first character of Sonic came out in the trailer? You know how much shit they got from the character of it? And they literally bullied the freaking studio to changing Sonic.
Man, it was a great decision. I need to see that trailer y'all talking.
Bro, you have to. Oh my. I'm going to show it to you after this.
They made Sonic look realistic while also trying to keep it childish and animated.
Exactly.
He had a human face.
He was a grown man. He's scary.
It kind of looks like a human being with Sonic's
imagine
horns.
A human version of Sonic and he just looks like a human.
Like a deformed
disgusting.
Monster.
What the hell? I did not know that.
I'm telling you.
I need to go check it out.
This is where you get informed, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
I got one. What was the best NBA 2K? This is debatable.
All right.
2K20.
2K20?
You're tweaking.
And why you say that?
Explain your reason right now. Graphics, what?
I said 2K20 because it was actually fun. Less people were using executors and stuff.
True.
There was no hackers in the game.
What was that cover?
It was interesting. You could nowadays you could buy VCs, but then you can't buy VCs. You could work for VCs. Nowadays you gotta buy.
Pay for that.
The thing is, unfair is bias.
But the thing is, you gotta look at 2K16, 2K18, 2K19.
I can't lie. 2K18 was
kind of 22.
The question I have
a lot
here.
Of good ones. Out of all the good ones. What made you just say 2K20 because there was no hackers? Every game had hackers.
Everybody was on
everybody
and it was quarantined.
Had hackers. But you just got to they patched it up after a little too late. But 2K20, I'm not going to lie, it was a good one. But
Haji,
I would say 2K16.
Haji, I'm curious. Did you ever play a 2K game? Other than right now. We just played right now before this episode. Have you ever played 2K before?
Never in my life have I even touched a 2K game.
I should have known. I should have known.
The thing is, the game I've heard the most about of 2K is 2K20.
Okay.
2K20.
Okay, honestly, and why?
I've like heard the best.
Wasn't that Anthony Davis on like the Unirock guy, right?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Anthony Davis was the cover from it too, right?
He was. And 21, what was it? I forget. Was it like
21?
Oh, that
it
one.
Was, I think it was Zion doing the.
Zion one?
I don't know. I think it was Zion.
Who? Zion, like what? What's his last name?
Williamson.
I just said it. I thought it was Tuka.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him.
And then 2K22 was like that one. I think it was Luka, right?
Was it Luka? 2K22 was Luka.
23 was D-Book.
All right, here. Hear me out. Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
I played a lot of 2K in my life.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I feel most biased to NBA 2K13. Yeah. Hate me all you want. Listen, that was a good game, bro. Oh, my God. Page. Even though Blacktop was like not as good as it was now. Yeah. But I think I'm gonna give you like what you can even do 1v1s. You can only do 5v5s or 4v4s, whatever. But I'm telling you, like what NBA All Greatest Mode that had me. My brother did it as a kid, and he told me to do it during like last summer.
Okay,
it took me the whole summer to beat it. I was not so to this day. I'm not the best NBA 2K player in the world. Not the best player. WWE, I'll whoop your ass. That's the difference. All right, but NBA 2K, that was on legend. It was not on legendary mode. It was like
not me.
Past legendary. We'll talk after this. I mean, I'm telling you, it was one of the best, I feel like, in my opinion. That and like 2K14.
So if we get 2K13 right now, you think you'll be me?
I'll whoop you.
How much you want to bet?
I'm not betting. I'm just saying.
He's scared.
Scared for what? I'm not a betting man. I am confident. I'm a confident man.
You cannot call out your favorite game and proceed to dodge.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a favorite game.
Exactly.
I'm saying
you're low-key dodging.
Nah,
I'm not. I swear I have. It's on PS3. Just so you know that. It's on PS3.
Okay, we could find a PS3.
I have a PS3. I played on my PS3.
Okay, so we could run it.
We can run it.
All right, then don't dodge it. How much you want to bet?
I'm not betting on it.
See, guys,
I'm not betting. I'm not a betting man. I'm just saying. I don't bet. Listen,
you're doing a little bit too much dodging. You're doing a little too much.
He's dodging too much. Favorite game.
Listen, if I could swear I could bet on WWE. I could bet on UFC. You could never catch me betting on 2K
NBA.
The
thing is, I could bet you on UFC. WWE, I don't play you. I don't play WWE.
UFC, we're on common ground. All right.
Okay.
We've been on the topic for way too long. All right, next. All right, I just want to know, how much consoles have you guys played before? Like, how much consoles?
I had a PS5.
And a PS4.
A PS4. Oh, and I have a PC.
What's the oldest? All right.
Do you mean, like, what's devices the oldest? I've owned?
Or let me make it more used. Clear. What's the oldest gaming console you've ever played?
PS4.
Damn. Yeah.
PS4.
It's the only one I've ever had.
Golly, man. No PS4, Xbox 360s? PS5. No nothings?
Yeah, Xbox 360.
There we go, finally. I remember.
Didn't they shut down the server?
I think so. I think they did.
They did like 3 weeks ago, right?
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Damn, that's recent.
Why?
No.
Any of y'all know why?
I don't know. Sure. Give me 1 second. Google is my best friend here. Give me 1 second. But like, all right, but that's interesting because, okay. For me, PS3 is obvious.
Dude, there's been like a bunch of like technical issues nowadays this year. With the airplane issue, with the PS network.
The Microsoft. Down, like, last night. Oh, yeah. What do you mean last? It was 3 months ago. Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure it happened again last night that the PlayStation networks went back down again. People couldn't play.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder.
I saw memes about it. I was confused. I'm like, what do they mean, PlayStation Network? And they're showing memes like, We were literally looking at it this morning. Oh, my God. I was so confused.
It was last night, right?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people complaining, crying about it.
I was trying to get in FC25, right? Online mode, right? Because FC25 came out, I got it. I was trying to play. It said, you're not connected to the internet. And I checked the internet, my phone is connected. Like, that internet is there. But, like, it didn't work for me to play online, so I had to play against bot. I was like, man, I don't know what's going on. I was confused, too.
Hey, are you boy? You still have your phone out? Check what the reason why is.
The reason why?
The reason why it went down.
Oh, yeah, that's why I just searched up. So, the reason is, well, just like most gaming companies, like Sony themselves, they literally phase it out slowly. It's like, now the PS3, can you play PS3 online? Sure. Yes, you can, funny enough. But they just basically force you to buy the newer ones, or at least the Xbox 360. No, not 360. Xbox One. I mean, that's kind of like I'm going to say a jackass move, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I feel like if I want to play PS3, WWE, SmackDown versus Raw, whatever, guest referee mode online, I should be able to, okay?
Isn't there, like, other options to play? Like, you can kind of, like, do downloading computer?
I mean, yeah, there's emulators, but, like, I'm saying on the console, it should be a lot. Like, what's stopping you from just like having like a separate server for it. I mean, I guess money, not as much money is coming through, like, you know, 360 servers and stuff and games and the store there, but still, I feel like it should be an option. All right. Next part. Go crazy.
This one's for Haji. Okay. So my question is, what was the most NPC situation or experience or like any conversation you ever had?
I know damn well you got one.
This year, every week, I would usually get on call with my friends, you know, playing whatever game we're playing. After it hits 2 o'clock at night, all of our brains basically just shuts off. It's like none of us even think when we're doing stuff. The only one of my friend group who isn't in America is in Australia, so he's wide awake hearing all the stupid shit we're saying. And I swear, our conversations would go from some intelligent like nonsense to asking what our favorite color is, and then saying it's ice.
I don't even understand.
It's, not allowed.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a victim of it too. I've turned into an NPC at like 2 o'clock. My brain shuts off as well.
They done got you, man.
They done got you.
Are you? That's for. What about you?
All right, for me. I feel that's the same thing. Like off the top of my head. Yeah, after a certain, it's not even 2 a.m. for me, Haji. It's like what o'clock is 10, bro. Yeah, I'm turning something. I am saying. Let's just say conversations get very wild. Very out of pocket, very wild, real quick. Second it turns 10. It's like, you know, one Cinderella movie where the clock hits 12 and she starts transportation. Like, that's literally what. Perfect sound effect for that. But literally, like, you know, like, we start tweaking out, I feel like. Just, like, saying the most hour. I feel like especially Sony, like, thank God we're on, like, messages and stuff and, like, calls and stuff on Discord. Because Sony, you know, they listen to your conversations right nowadays, right?
Yeah.
To your parties.
Because different... Like what people saying, like
Sony workers
and all that.
Yeah, Sony workers listen to your PlayStation parties. That's like don't even use it no more. I mean, for me, I use it, but I am very, very PG on it. Well, I'm only
who isn't?
All right.
Are you, since you're a 2K guy,
and WWE and NBA a little bit, bro.
If you had an option to fix 2K for a day, what would you fix?
For a day, hold on. Which one, WWE or NBA?
NBA 2K.
I'm removing VC. You're not buying VC. You earned that shit the hard way.
Yes.
I swear. Top of my head, that's the best thing you can do because they're just buying VC. Like, what? My team. On top of that, you know that one My Faction car thing? I'm getting rid of that shit, too. Same thing. You know, funny thing is, WWE and 2K, right? NBA 2K. Mm-hmm. Same company, right? Same publisher, 2K, right?
Yeah.
I have never, I'm telling you, so all my years playing WWE, I have never seen an ad of NBA in WWE.
Why?
Tell me why in WWE 2K24, I am getting an ad, you know, little front main screen. We have like one like main screen pop up when you like open the game, like a little like menu of news and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like an NBA is like it bombards you with freaking news, like five news, whatever. Tell me why it's telling me to buy 2K24, and then now I bet you if I open it right now, buy 2K25. I have never seen that.
Speaking of 2K25, why is the face scanner so inaccurate?
I'm gonna be dead. I haven't played 225 yet. I heard they got like what was that one rapper
bro,
artist?
The face game Drewski, is like so inaccurate. Yeah.
Is it that inaccurate?
Bro,
back in the day, it was better.
They got Drewski dunking.
How they got bro? What do you mean Drewski dunking?
No, not even Drewski. I seen Kai Cenat do it. What was it called? What, a lob off the backboard, catch it and dunk it.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, I love Kai Cenat, man.
That is lore inaccurate. I'm telling you,
not doing that.
I'm telling you, he has never hit that move before.
I promise you. Like, I can't hate on Kai Cenat, but I seen this man do a off the backboard putback dunk.
He had to pay out 2K or some shit.
I was like, this guy's already 5 foot, which no disrespect to Kai.
He can't even do a layup on the 5-year-old league.
This guy
just
did
for
a
real
putback dunk.
That's crazy. All right. We're spending. All right, let's just go. Next conversation. Eminem.
Okay.
All right, we asked everyone. I think we have it to you now, so.
Okay.
And Eminem, what was the most NPC situation, experience, or conversation you've ever had? You seem prepared for this.
So one time, like, it was PE. I think it was 10th grade. It was PE.
Last year.
I went in the gym. I was trying to play. So we were in the gym. Everybody was playing. I was playing basketball. So the ball, I shot the ball. I kind of airballed a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. It hit a man's head, like a kid's head, right? The kid looked at me, like he was looking at me like this. And I don't know, like, what to say. Oh,
just
my
straight
bad.
Looking at you?
Because I just airballed. I'm already ashamed. And hitting him.
That's crazy, yeah.
That was, like, it was so terrible.
Embarrassing.
And then, like, I have to go back there and stand next to him and box him out, trying to get the ball, but I'm not trying to touch him at the same time because I just hit this man. Like, it was like a little kid. Awkward, man. Like, I couldn't even look at him. It was just too funny.
So you airball a ball. Yeah. Right? You just bonk a little kid on the head.
It hits him in the head, and then I got to go back there. I don't know how to say sorry. Cause I'm already ashamed of myself for airballing, and then somebody else got the ball, and then they're already playing. I have to box him out. He's looking at me, and I looked at him. I'm like, man, I don't even know what to say, man. It was just out of, I was just out of speechless, man. It was just too funny.
What about you, bro? What about you, Nick?
Is it me?
Yeah, you.
Is it me or I just hate when people ask you, what are you doing? And you're literally doing the thing you're doing.
I will smack you if you ask me some stupid questions.
It's even worse when you're cleaning. Hey, when you're cleaning.
You're washing
and
dishes?
Someone can see you washing the dishes and be like, hey, clean those dishes.
It's not only that. It's like when your little siblings, like little kids, I get it. They want to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. A grown man, my height, my age, every same size as me.
What you doing,
coming
man?
Up to me, he sees me doing my homework. He's telling me, yo, bro, you doing your homework? I will smack you like
you trying to raise me up.
It's so annoying too,
right? It's like they want to talk to you, but they just don't know what to say. They know what you're doing, but they want to ask you why. Listen, like,
we're all guilty of doing that once.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, it's a good conversation. It's not a best conversation starter, but it gives you some leeway there. Because at the worst, they should look at you like, bruh. You know, at worst,
I do that. Like when I'm trolling you, or like when we're playing around,
especially when you're in a bad mood.
If I'm in a bad mood,
you're pissed off. Hey, bro, you doing your homework?
Well, we're running on once, man.
But I swear, it's even worse when they start dragging. Like, I could be sitting right next to you doing the same thing as you. And I swear, if you turn around to me and say, hey, what you doing? Are you doing the homework? As if it's not right in front of you.
No, what's funny?
I give up and just put that thing away. I'll do it later.
You know,
gone.
You know what happened to me this one time? So, like, lately, I started going to the gym, and I'm trying to put some weight on, right? Mm-hmm. So one of my buddies was with me the other day. He went with me, and I was like, he wanted to hoop, but I wanted to lift. So I was lifting, he was hooping. So when he came out from the gym, I was doing curls, right? And he came up to me. He sees me sitting down doing the curls. He comes up to me and asks me, yo, bro, you doing curls? Like, I didn't know what to do, man.
What can you even say?
Like, there was two thoughts going through my head. Like, should I put the weight down and smack him, or should I ignore him and just keep going? I did not know what to do. This man just came up. He sees me curling, and he comes up, and he lost the game, and he's, like, mad, and he's like, yo, bro, you curling up right now?
You should have gave him a dumb answer, because he gave you a dumb
answer.
You gotta give them a dumb answer.
Respond with the same energy. Like, nah, bro, I'm cleaning the air. Like, yeah, do something, bro.
Nah, man. Like, when someone is bugging you out like that, you just look at them and be like, what did you even ask me, man?
Just ask that again. Like, just think about what you just said right now, you know?
Bro, it just sounds so stupid, man. I don't know how, what's it called? You're doing this. He sees me doing it, but what's it called? Ask me what I'm doing. It's just so buggy.
You're the best one right here. All right. What's your go-to excuse when losing games? At games.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got my head hurts. Hey. I wasn't trying.
I was locked in, bro.
I wasn't trying.
Run it back.
I'll let you have that one, bro.
If whoever I'm playing with knows that my siblings are nearby, I'm using them as an excuse immediately. Yes. Hey, my siblings are bothering me. Oh, they're rolling around. They're playing. They're being loud. I'm using them as an excuse.
Nah, imagine like you bet money on 2K and there's like a couple seconds left. And you're losing, right?
Mm-hmm. I promise you, I'm tweaking.
Like, the one excuse I would go to is, my mom's calling me, bro. I gotta get off.
I really hate when you're better than someone. They beat you one time,
and
then you
swear.
Tell them,
oh,
you tell them,
my.
And then you tell them, run it back.
No,
they don't
want to. Listen, I'll be dead. I've done that so much time.
I can't lie.
I swear.
Before.
If you're whipping my ass, especially to my brother. He's whipping to 2K. I beat him once. I'm not rematching. I'm not playing again.
Oh God, like,
except defeat.
I understand that, man. If I'm trying, like, I'm trying to win right here, and I finally win, and this guy's, like, mad, and he wants to go, like, 100%
off
on me.
Bomb. I promise
I'm not
you.
Going against you again.
I'm not.
You got it, man. I'm not going to go back in there. Like, I would make any type of other excuse, man.
All right. That's all we got for today. Our last segment is the gaming soundtrack of the day. Today's featured gaming soundtrack of the day is the Wii Sports music from the menu from the soundtrack of Nintendo's Wii Sports. All right.
All right. That's all we got for this episode. Thank you for kicking it with us on Press Start. Make sure to hit the follow for more gaming breakdown, random topics, and out-of-pocket rants. Until next time, keep those controllers charged, your aim true, and always remember, life's a game. So press start and play on.